Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Here in Chicago, the first night of the Democratic National Convention is almost coming to a close. Still to be heard, the keynote address by President Biden. Vice President Kamala Harris took the stage earlier.
Joe, thank you for your historic leadership, for your lifetime of service to our nation, and for all you will continue to do. We are forever grateful to you.
Demonstrators took to the streets of Chicago today, including this member of the coalition to march on the DNC.
Our commitment to defeating fascism does not mean that we do not make demands on the Democratic Party.
Reporter Doug Salford.
A small group of pro-Palestinian demonstrators managed to breach the outermost perimeter. They knocked down some barricades. They were quickly arrested. All of this action still a couple blocks away from the United Center, with many more layers of fencing and barricades in between.
Former President Trump tells CBS News in an exclusive interview that he would release his medical records as he faces off against VP Kamala Harris in the race for the White House. He also tells CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns that his challenger...
I think she's a very bright person. And you know what? Our country needs a very smart person. And I don't think she's a very smart person. So I'm not looking to... I don't consider that an insult. That's just a fact.
The parents of the Texas student who killed 10 people at his high school in 2018 have been cleared of civil responsibility. Reporter Chris Fox.
The Galveston, Texas jury found that admitted Santa Fe High School shooter Demetrius Pegorchis' parents cannot be held responsible for what happened, but did find Pegorchis and an ammunition manufacturer responsible, awarding families more than $300 million in total damages. Attorney Craig McGuire represented the families of the victims who filed the civil suit.
They are hoping that one day Demetrius Pegorchis will stand criminal trial for this premeditated murder of his classmates and his teachers.
Pegorchis deemed incompetent to stand trial for capital murder. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Purdue Foods is recalling more than 167,000 pounds of frozen chicken nuggets and tenders after some customers reported finding metal wire embedded in the products. A massive cleanup is underway after flash floods swept through Connecticut and other parts of the Northeast yesterday, killing at least two people. CBS's Nikki Batiste in Sandy Hook, Connecticut.
Connecticut's governor declared a state of emergency, which he says he hopes will help bring federal resources here. One of the women who died had escaped her car and was clinging to a road sign as firefighters tried to rescue her, but the water was too strong and she was swept away.
17,000 AT&T workers in the Southeast strike over contract negotiations. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Anatome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The four men accused of killing Devante Mitchell outside a Milwaukee hotel will stand trial for murder. According to the criminal complaint, two security guards, a bellhop, and a front desk worker pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. They're each charged with being party to a felony murder and could face up to 15 years and 9 months in prison. In a hearing Monday, all four were bound over for trial. They're expected to enter pleas on Thursday. And Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz are headed to Wisconsin Tuesday. They'll host a rally at Fiserv Forum. These rallies have become big, energetic events, so you can expect a lot of people in the Deer District area. Walz at the Democratic National Convention Monday.
Just came from the Wisconsin breakfast, and the blue wall is solid, people. The blue wall is solid.
Civic Media will have special coverage all week from Chicago. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers lose to the Broncos. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Broncos beating the Packers 27-2 last night. Denver played many of their starters the first half. The only points for Green Bay came when Packers defensive end Zach Morton sacked Denver's third-string quarterback Zach Wilson in the end zone. Matt LaFleur.
I thought our defense competed much harder in the second half, and we just didn't have as many busts. There were still a couple out there, and we had some situations where we had their offense in third and long and gave up big completions, so that's an area area that we got to get better at.
So the Packers have the day off before returning to the practice field tomorrow. Baseball, the Brewers with a 2-0 shutout to complete a 3-game sweep of the Guardians at AmFam Field. Milwaukee now 72-52 for the season, 20 games above 500. Even though Christian Yelich is now out for the season after having back surgery, manager Pat Murphy.
Because of guys like Yelly, they've built a culture in there that says, okay, let's win tonight somehow, whatever we got to do.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, stars, a few clouds around. Our winds will be light as temperatures drop to the middle 50s. For your Tuesday, look for mostly sunny skies, light southeast winds developing, high temperatures warming to the middle and upper 70s. Currently 62 degrees.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for the Devil's Advocates. We're here in Chicago. The DNC is the occasion. All the political stars will join us at the table. Devil's Advocates, you gotta listen.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you, and we got a lot to talk about today. Sean, I'm hearing myself coming back. I'm guessing that's the local system, not your end, so probably everything is good. But anyhow, we're here live at the DNC. And a lot going on. We're going to have guests dropping in from time to time. It should be interesting. The schedule for the day, and by the way, I'm going to hang on just a second here. I'm going to unlock the phones so that you can call in if you've got anything that you want to say about it. This part of the program, you know, with regard to the DNC and all that kind of thing, is pretty slow right now. People are just starting to arrive, so you know it may be a while before we have any guests pop in or anything of consequence going on. You know, we can have a conversation about what's going on. What do you think is going to be happening today? What do you think are going to be the high points and low points? Donald Trump is melting down, of course. It's the over our story, there's a piece. Trump is already freaking out about his ratings for the Kamala Harris acceptance speech. I did want to point out that my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is about the tradwife movement, and you know if you have thoughts on that, I'd love to hear them. It's kind of strange. I mean my mom was a tradwife, right? A traditional wife, you know, stayed at home, raised four boys. Then when we were all growing up, she basically raised two of my brother's kids. He and his wife both worked. And so, you know, all day, every day, weekdays, they were at mom's house, mom and dad's house. But mom was home and dad went to work. So, you know, I'm not, you know, hysterically or upsettedly or angrily or whatever, you know, ranting about, you know, women who want to be homemakers. I mean, I was a homemaker for 2 years. Louise ran one of our, you know, we started an ad agency, and she, well, actually, also when she ran the travel agency for a while, she and I started businesses together, and then she's such a better manager than I am that she basically took them over, and that has happened with pretty much all of our businesses, so I've been a trad husband, I guess, you know. But there is a kind of dark side to this. The tradwife obsession, in my opinion, is what is motivating the whole Texas Republican Party. It's what, you know, it's what's driving them to you know, want to stop abortion and everything else. I start the article today with the story of Josh and Amanda Zarowski, who lived in Texas. They just bought a beautiful home, you know, with a view of a lake and golf course, and Amanda was pregnant, and they were looking forward to their first child. And then they ran afoul of the tradwife obsession of the Texas Republican Party. The zygote had not attached itself to the wall of her uterus. It was instead growing in or on or near her fallopian tubes, which is called ectopic pregnancy, which pretty much 100% of the time kills women when it ruptures and they go septic and then they die of sepsis. And she went to the hospital and she got turned away because, it was more than 6 weeks. So there's this little tiny bundle of cells that eventually become a heart. They don't become a heart for several months, but they start twitching in a way that can be detected. And the anti-abortion freaks for years have been saying, oh, that's a heartbeat. Well, it's not a heartbeat. There's no heart. There's literally no heart. But because that thing was, those cells were twitching, the doctors were afraid to give her an abortion because they thought that, they knew. But they faced 91 years in prison under Texas law if they did that. And they just, weren't ready to do it. So she got turned away from the hospital. And they said, just go home. She came back 3 days later in sepsis, literally dying. She had, hours to live. And finally, they relented and they removed the zygote, to quote Sam Alito, the baby. It ruined her fallopian tube. She's now sterile. She's going to have to revert to IVF if she wants to have a baby. Many of these people in the anti-abortion movement, which is tied to and part of the tradwife movement, say that they're really about saving children. But I think we all know that's BS, right? The real goal is to disempower women and elevate the power and role of men in the workplace, in the home, and in politics. And, like I said, I'm not trashing trad, women who want to become homemakers. I mean, or men who want to become homemakers. Many of us have done that, and certainly most all of our parents did that. My mom was a trad wife, a traditional wife. She raised four boys. Well, I think I already mentioned that. So, Trump comes along and says, just horrible things about women. He said, if Hillary Clinton can't satisfy her husband, what makes her think she can satisfy America? See, she wasn't a trad wife, right? He tells Esquire magazine, arm candy is essential for a successful businessman. It doesn't really matter what the media write, as long as you're young and beautiful, and you've got a young and beautiful piece of ass. It's a verbatim quote from Donald Trump. He sarcastically called Kamala Harris a beautiful woman. So, and then J.D. Vance, he's been pushing the trad wife meme for some time. And, basically what they say, what the Republicans say, is they want to take us back to the 1950s, to this mom in the kitchen kind of thing and all that stuff. What they don't point out is in the 1950s and 1960s, women didn't really have a choice. And, which is probably true of my mother, too. But when Republicans say that your grandmother stayed with your grandfather and should be your role model, they fail to point out that women three generations ago really had few choices unless they were independently wealthy. Employers could refuse to hire women because of their gender as late as 1964. Home sellers and real estate agents could refuse to sell a house to women up until 1974. It wasn't until 1988 that the law changed so landlords can't refuse to rent to single women. Spousal rape was not criminalized until 1993. When Louise and I got married in 1972, she couldn't get a credit card. She couldn't sign a mortgage. She couldn't buy a car without a signature from a man, whether it was me, her brother, or her father. She couldn't even serve on a jury. Women were not allowed jury duty. She couldn't get a no-fault divorce. She couldn't enroll in an Ivy League college. They were all men only. And, of course, if she'd gotten pregnant and it was an unwanted pregnancy, she'd be, SOL until Roe v. Wade came along. So here now in 20 states, Republicans have succeeded in removing from women the one thing that actually allows them to successfully function in the workplace, which is control over their reproductive capacity, which includes birth control, which they're going after now, and abortion. And they're also going after DEI, by the way, and the principal beneficiaries, more than 50% of all the people who benefit from DEI are white women. Well, these guys don't want white women in the workplace. There's a couple of different motivations for these people pushing these trad wife roles. One is men want submissive wives. Another is that some of these men are white supremacists who think that trad wifery will produce more white babies. I mean, this movement is largely confined to white people, white conservatives. And many like J.D. Vance argue or imply that women in the workplace simply drive down wages by competing with men for jobs. So, you know, here we are. The bottom line is that, you know, trad wifery should be an option for women and men. As I said, I was a stay-at-home dad for 2 years. But it shouldn't be the only option. It's just that simple. So, what's on your mind? I see we've got a few calls here stacked up, so I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program live from the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, in, where are we, Chicago. And I'll be right back with you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Come on over. Have a seat. We'll be right back. Back with...
Good.
Give me 4 minutes, okay?
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big, fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I want to talk today to the folks who are trying to decide between funding their retirement or funding their kids' future education. Because for a lot of us, this is an either-or choice. And I'm here to tell you, or just to give you permission, to fund your retirement before a 529 or another school-specific savings plan. Why? Well, your kids can borrow money for their education, and they might get scholarships or grants to help them pay for it. But there aren't loans to help you pay for retirement. And while Social Security will be there to support you, most of us want or need to live on a little more than what Social Security provides. And if you don't save for retirement, your kids could ultimately end up on the hook paying for your care. Taking care of you is also taking care of them. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Sneaky alert. When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient list, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
In the land of the free, something's gonna ride. From the White House halls to the Ohio sky. Trump's got his quirks, J.D. Vance.
And welcome back. We're live from the DNC, from the Democratic National Committee here, or convention. And Christina Pelosi will be with us in as soon as she gets her headset on in just a second. Here we go. And Christina, the attorney, Democratic Party strategist from California, daughter of the Speaker of the House, a former Speaker of the House, Speaker Emeritus, Nancy Pelosi, and a filmmaker. You've done some just great stuff. What are your thoughts on what's going on?
Well, it's great to be here, Tom. And my sister, Alexandra, the filmmaker, will be here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bit.
I'm mixing
That's
you
all right.
up.
You know, she signs my books. I take her movie reviews. And I'm on social media, and she's not. So anytime I start getting all of these people come at me, I'm like, did you go on Bill Maher again? Like, what did you do? Because
yeah.
now the internet hates you.
That's got to be tough.
And thinks I'm you. So anyway, that's okay, though. We share the joy and the pain.
Yeah.
But it's so exciting to be here. I just came from the California delegation breakfast and then the AFSCME breakfast, and I'm telling you, there has been just a sea change in the belief that we can win because Joe Biden did the patriotic thing in passing the torch to Kamala, reading the polls that people have been telling us for a year. Like, we just don't want to relive this fight from 2020. We don't want to hear, you know, the orange menace going on and on and on about the election he lost the first time and all this. Like, we want something new, and we want ownership in the campaign. And the minute that Kamala Harris secured the nomination, all of a sudden you saw people coming out in self-organizing ways. Everybody from white dudes to Kamala to me with cat ladies for Kamala to, you know, evangelicals and African-American women, of course, leading the charge, women with black women. But people got a sense that they could shape the campaign and therefore shape the presidency. And the power of that vote and the power of that organizing has really galvanized the Democratic Party in a way that we have not seen in years. And it's really exciting to see it come back.
Yeah, I keep hearing people saying it's like 2008 all over again. I'm curious, that one of the major memes that I see literally every day in right-wing media, it's my job, I have to read this stuff, is that Joe Biden hates Nancy Pelosi because she pushed him out and it was a coup. I'm wondering if you have any insights into that. I'm very skeptical, frankly. I can't imagine Joe Biden hating anybody, but whatever.
Joe Biden is a great consequential president, and he did a great consequential thing in passing the torch to Kamala Harris. The Republicans want to discredit Democratic victories. Remember, this is the person who, when he entered the Oval Office for the first time, meeting with the congressional leaders, and you can read about it in Nancy Pelosi's best-selling book, The Art of Power. First meeting they had in the Oval Office with him as president, he says, "You know, I won the popular vote." Really? That's what you have to say?
Donald Trump said that?
The first lie.
And he lost? Of course he lost. By 3 million votes.
Right. So the point is, this is a liar. This is someone who sent an armed mob to kill Nancy Pelosi and hang Mike Pence, Pence on January 6, 2021. This is somebody who wants to delegitimize what we're doing here. They were talking about this before when Joe Biden was the nominee. Right. Now they're saying, well, nobody voted for Kamala Harris, and therefore it's a coup. No, 4,000 delegates voted for Kamala Harris because those are our rules. I've been a member DNC since I was a young Democrat. Now I'm a young at heart Democrat. I helped write the rules. I passed the rules. And the fact of the matter is, our charter of the DNC says we are to nominate a president and vice president and to put forth a platform on which they run. That's like in the, that's our first order of business. So Tom, Kamala Harris got the votes. She got 99% of the 4,000 votes. That makes her the duly elected nominee of our party. And come Thursday, she will be officially, she and Tim Walz will be our official ticket.
Right, and we don't live in a pure democracy. We live in a representative democracy. We elect people to represent us. And the vast majority of the delegates here were actually elected by people back home. They're elected officials.
That's correct. And yeah. I'm a Democratic National Committee woman, so I got elected by a couple hundred of the strongest activists in California who are on my state executive board. So people were elected from the county.
So this is all democracy.
Well, this is democracy.
As good as it gets.
But also, this is the way our system works. So there is no coup. I think he keeps saying a coup. It's like because he's projecting.
Yeah, of course.
He tried a coup. He's nasty, so someone's nasty. He's angry, so someone's angry. But I will say this, because I also have to listen to a lot of incel radio because of the attack on my father.
Which was terrible.
It was terrible. It was horrible. And Donald Trump, even after the assassination attempt of him, is still joking about it and still
encouraging
it.
More of it.
Well, and that is why when, let's just take J.D. Vance for a minute, his decision, right? Donald Trump's decision, put in J.D. Vance. That is completely going after that incel vote. He says childless cat ladies. He makes fun of people who don't have children, who can't have children, because he is trying to appeal to people who think a woman's place is only for breeding and not for leading.
Yeah, and has said as much. Christine Pelosi, thanks so much for dropping by. It's always
pleasure.
A pleasure to have you with us and to see you. And I hope to see you again on the program. Thank you. We'll be right back. Got a break here at the bottom of the hour. I'll be back with you and your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Yeah, they're not leading that either. But it's really... Yeah.
Well, I agree. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden is now speaking at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
That's my daughter! Thank you.
His daughter Ashley introduced him. As the president begins the process of passing the torch to the Democratic Party's new presidential nominee, Vice President Harris, who made a surprise appearance.
This November, we will come together and declare with one voice, as one people, we are moving forward.
She thanked President Biden for his historic leadership. Harris is now sitting in the VIP suite between her running mate, Tim Walz, and her husband, Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff. CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. UW System President Jay Rothman is ready to submit his budget request that he says would bring Wisconsin up to the middle. Our public universities rank 43rd in the nation when it comes to how much funding they get from their state. Meanwhile, Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, and Minnesota, all the states that border Wisconsin, all rank in the top 10. And the plan for a new Wisconsin Veterans Museum hits a road bump. Earlier this month, the state approved $9 million to buy the current property on the Capitol Square with plans to build a new museum. Well, now, according to the Wisconsin State Journal, the owners say the building isn't for sale. They say the state was late paying rent last fall and forfeited their right to purchase the property. But the Veterans Museum disputes that. They say one payment was late because of a processing problem, which was immediately rectified. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs has leased space there for more than 30 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Legendary talk show host Phil Donahue passed away at the age of 88. Donahue, known as the king of daytime talk pre-Oprah Winfrey, passed on Sunday, August 18th. He started his TV talk show career in Dayton, Ohio, tackling current events even if they made people uncomfortable. It was when he moved the show to Chicago and added a studio audience that the show became wildly popular before moving to New York in 1985. Donahue was the winner of 20 Emmy Awards, 10 as a host and 10 for his show. Oprah Winfrey, who took over the title as daytime talk show champ, wrote in O, the Oprah Winfrey magazine, that if there had been no Phil Donahue show, there would have been no Oprah Winfrey show. According to People magazine, Donahue was the first mainstream talker to acknowledge that women were interested in things other than mascara and cake recipes. In May of this year, Phil Donahue was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Joe Biden. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight stars, a few clouds around. Our winds will be light as temperatures drop to the middle 50s. For your Tuesday, look for mostly sunny skies, light southeast winds developing, high temperatures warming to the middle and upper 70s. Currently 62 degrees.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, You are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Todd Alba joins us at 10:33 from the DNC. Hour number 2, Dr. Kristen Lierley, now an official candidate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
And welcome back. Catherine Tai is with us. Catherine Tai is the principal trade expert, negotiator, and a surrogate for the Harris Walz campaign. She previously spent much of her career in public service, focusing on international economic diplomacy, monitoring, enforcement, and previously served as the Chief Trade Counsel and Trade Subcommittee Staff Director to the House Ways and Means Committee in the United States. And I don't know if I should call you Catherine or...
You can absolutely call me Catherine because that's what everybody calls me.
That's your name.
It's actually my name.
Thank you. That's so kind of you. So, your thoughts on the convention here and also on the the Harris-Walz candidacy and what it will mean for America.
Yeah. No, it's great. So the convention here is just getting started, but the energy in and around the United Center, but also throughout the city of Chicago, has been palpable. I feel like the city is glowing, and not just because it's one of these great metropolises of the United States. So we're coming into this convention with enormous energy, a lot of momentum, and so much excitement about Kamala Harris, Tim Walz. I think that for today, because there's a different theme every day, today the theme is going to be for the people. And we are going to hear from President Biden. President Biden is going to talk about all of his work, his contributions since 2020 and taking us out of the pandemic, rebuilding the economy. We're going to hear from labor leaders tonight, which is going to be absolutely exciting. This has been the most pro-labor administration, pro-labor, pro-worker, pro-working families, economic policies that we have seen.
Really, since LBJ or FDR.
I think that's right. You've got to go a long, long way, and it's about time. Yeah. All of those kitchen table issues. And then there will also be a focus on reproductive freedoms. We're going to hear from people talk about how important those freedoms are, and they're going to be primarily the women that we have seen who have gone through hell and managed to survive, to talk about what it means once those rights start being rolled back like we've seen because of what's happened in the previous administration. So I think that tonight is going to be both a celebration, and there's also going to be a really sober call to action and just a motivation for the rest of this week.
You said the theme is We the People. We the People was also, or no, it was For the People.
Yeah.
For the People was also the title of a major piece of legislation, H.R. 1, that came out of the House of Representatives in 2021 and that passed the House, passed the Senate, except it got filibustered, and then we had a couple of turncoat Democrats who refused to help break the filibuster. Fortunately, neither of them will be back in the next Congress, and maybe we can get something done. But that piece of legislation just kind of blew up John Roberts' arguments, you know, gutting the Voting Rights Act of 1965, and many of these other issues. Does this theme tie into that legislation?
I think broadly, yes. It is about taking the national political conversation, connecting it at the federal level to the local, to the state, and really mobilizing Americans. What we see in this race and in this campaign is really a competition between two visions for the future of our country and for who we are and who we want to be as people. And the vision that comes from the Harris-Walz campaign is a joyful one. It is one that is celebratory and one that ultimately is inclusive about expanding opportunity and that path to be a part of the middle class and to grow the middle class for all Americans. So I think that for the people, and you're absolutely right, how do we get there? I think this convention is going to be not just about these 4 days. It's about planting the seeds and growing the seedlings for an entire movement to take us into the fall and then the next years of American democracy, where democracy is a participatory sport.
Yeah.
You've got to invest in it by being a part of it. And I think that that is absolutely the core of what For the People is.
Yeah, it absolutely has to be. Well, first of all, what's the schedule going to be tonight? When is Joe Biden going to be speaking?
That's a great question. I would also like to know, because I'd like to be able to pace myself. But I details are a little bit few and far between for me, but I think that it's also the anticipation for keeping eyeballs on the stage.
Right.
I did just see the second gentleman do a little bit of a dress rehearsal at the podium. So that was pretty exciting.
That's kind of cool. You mentioned driving from the bottom up or from the middle out.
Yes.
I mean, Joe Biden loves this phrase from the middle out. We're seeing, really, I think, between the Republicans and the Democrats, two very, very different ideas of governance. On the Republican side, Donald Trump literally makes law or policy or hires or fires by tweet. I mean, you know, it's like King, Emperor Trump, you know, and then everybody below him has to genuflect.
Yes.
And if anybody goes against him, they're gone and quack, quack, quack. You know, the founders, I mean, Jefferson was probably the most outspoken about this, but it was kind of universal right across them. Jefferson talked about how the ward was the most important political entity. And, then the ward, from the ward to the district, and then from the district to the county, and then from the county to the state, and from the state to the federal government, that all political power should flow in that direction, literally from the bottom up.
That's right.
And that's, you know, how it was set up. I mean, it hasn't always worked that way, but that's how, that was the setting up idea. We've kind of wandered away from that over the last few generations,
yes,
it seems, and the whole imperial presidency and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. To what extent do you see in the Harris-Walz campaign a recommitment, mm-hmm, to that growing America and listening to America, you know, legislating America, yes, from the bottom up rather than the top down?
Yes. I think that what we've seen in the last 3.5 years in the Biden-Harris administration has been this tremendous commitment to going back to our roots, mm-hmm, right? We are doing both something that feels new, but something that is ultimately connected to our founding principles, just as you laid out. I couldn't have said it any better, right? Bringing it back to the people and this bottom-up, middle-out growth. It's kind of this organic, like a giant tree, right? Mm-hmm. And for Harris-Walz, you see two people who have proven track records of committing themselves to championing the interests of working people, working families. If you look at their biographies, they're ordinary people. They're, you know, in earlier parts of their lives, before they became the vice president and the governor of Minnesota, I think that they're people like us. They shopped at the places that we did. They did the things on the weekends that we did.
You Kamala Harris childhoods. Worked at McDonald's.
She worked
Put herself
at McDonald's.
Through college.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. 100%. You know, so it's being in touch with what it feels like to just be an ordinary American. And I think that really does contrast with what we're seeing and hearing from the other side, which is all about, you know, feeding the top. It's the generations of trickle-down economics where we've seen that, you know, when you feed the top, the very, very top, the people who already have everything in terms of resources, money, power, influence, nothing trickles down.
Yeah.
It all gets captured up there. And so you were absolutely right to focus on that kind of, you know, directional, the people are what make America, and you've got to grow the people and not these powers at the top.
There was a kind of a bizarre meme that came about with the Bush-Cheney administration. You know, they were both oil industry CEOs. And in fact, Dick Cheney proclaimed, you know, we'll be the first CEO presidency.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole largely Republican meme that, you know, government should be run like a business.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses are not run for the benefit of all the people. Businesses are essentially kingdoms. They're run for the benefit of the senior management and the stockholders. It always struck me as bizarre, and yet, you know, you saw the all the major media just repeating this as if it was a good thing, celebrating it, essentially. And now you've got, again, you've got, you know, a billionaire who runs a little family business and has many other failed businesses, but has always operated as an emperor, as a king, as it were. And then you got J.D. Vance, who who came to prominence by hooking up with a right-wing billionaire who went to elementary school in apartheid South Africa, you know, an immigrant from Germany. Yeah. It just, the contrast seems so huge. Why is it, do you think, Catherine Tai, that the Republicans don't understand this, that this doesn't make sense to them? We have about a minute, by the way, before we hit a hard break.
Indeed. Okay, let me just say, I'm a Democrat. I'm here as a surrogate for the campaign. So let me start there. For us, it's about pathways to the middle class, championing the interests of the working class, because so many of us come from those types of backgrounds. And I'm the daughter of immigrants. Our families came here to contribute what we had and to really to find a better life. And that's something that makes our country so enormously successful. Pathways to the middle class. And that's why you hear so much emphasis on small businesses, not the big business, the small businesses, the mom and pops, the people who built their businesses from the ground up, where they're family businesses, but their businesses are also their family, right? And then also our workers, because our workers are the backbone of our economy. We would be nothing without the workers who made America. And that's why that's so core to what you see from President Biden and also the Harris-Walz ticket.
So much. So pleased to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Visit TomHartmann.com for audio and video archives.
It's the Honorable Catherine Tai. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Great having you with us.
Thank you very much.
I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmannReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmannReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmannReport.com.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. You're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's Live in the Lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
Let's go to land for Oconomowoc.
I met Kamala, and she's super intelligent. She will select people who are competent in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Now.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Super Bearing is a plant-based supplement from nature that both Louise and I take because it works. Super Bearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Super Bearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Super Bearing and get 15% off. Go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom at superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, .com, code Tom, to get a free month supply and 15% off.
With a heart so big, he does it well. Bringing us together, healing the divide. Tim Walls, his joy reaches far and wide. Tim Walls brings a joy like a ray of light. With his steady hand, everything feels right. He's the dad, the uncle, the grandpa we need. In every moment, in every good deed. In the heart of the city, in the field so wide, there's a man who brings warmth like a rising tide. Tim Walls is
welcome his back, 51 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom. You got me thinking about the capitalism, the two kinds. In the unfettered would be kind of like Lord of the Flies. And the modern capitalism that we were taught in public schools, and like 2025, the Project 2025 is going to upend school systems like you wouldn't believe. And we had the benefit of teachers kind of being teachers and the police in the classroom. The principal was kind of the court. In his office, if it was bad enough, you stayed there and you were kind of like in jail. Had school nurses, which was kind of the hospital, libraries, music and appreciation, art appreciation, which won't be, it was unfettered. It was just expressed in with this Project 2025 and tearing down the school system. Classrooms may not be anything like we used to have. If someone forgot their lunch, everybody kind of pitched in. Gave them something for their lunches as before, you know, lunches at school being provided.
Yeah.
But they were local schools. We got to know each other. We built relationships. We followed the rules in school. We got to know who the bullies were in the playground. You avoided them. And then you got to know the people you could trust. It was a community. And with the way they're structuring schools now,
point.
Are we going to have the benefits of that any longer? I mean, building fabric of a little society we had within our classrooms, you know, we had rules. We had rules, basic rules, their constitution. I mean, all of that. When you have kids coming from all over and choosing to go and leave, and it just, I just wonder if we're going to have that same experience in the classroom that the teachers taught us. And I think it was very important that we had that kind of a public experience in our schools. And I just can't imagine it not having a whole different feeling or chemistry with the injection of a church into it. The injection of church into my experience at school was this one parent found out that our teacher had an we didn't know what it was. We asked her, what is going on? She says, I had an operation. And we're saying, oh, did you hurt your back? Or what? You know, it was totally beyond what. And she was a beloved teacher. I mean, she was my favorite teacher. And she was run out because this woman felt that she was unfit to teach us in class. I mean, that's how, when you inject religion into something, you know, it's just turned upside down. And I'm afraid with Project 2025 that if it becomes the rule of the land and our schools are going to become with no public school system per se as we had experienced, where we're going to be. We've got to fight
I think
Project 2025, Trump and the whole.
Yeah. I never attended Catholic school, but there was one right down the street from me, and I knew, you know, many of my friends attended the Catholic school. And it seemed to me that, you know, and I attended public schools and great public schools, and I had teachers who were, you know, wise and smart and funny and tolerant, and it was a relatively egalitarian atmosphere, you know, in public schools.
Right.
The story that I got from my friends who went to the Catholic school down the street was like it was all top down, you know, the sisters ran the classrooms, and they'd hit you with a ruler, you know, if you wiggled or moved or talked, and then if they got in trouble, the priests were the ultimate authorities, and they could fire the sisters or penalize them or hurt them or whatever,
right.
You know, not physically, but and
right.
That kind of top down hierarchy. I think we're gonna be seeing, you know, more and more in our public schools, in our private schools, as well as in the Catholic schools or the religious schools. Oklahoma, I believe it was Oklahoma, I think, or maybe it was Montana. I'm pretty sure it was Oklahoma. Hey, Terry McAuliffe, how you doing?
Again.
Good. I've got a minute here before I go off the air, and then in 6 minutes we'll be back on. So. Oh. FYI.
Yeah, egalitarian, yeah, it'll go out the window with
6 minutes.
Yeah. Project 2025.
I absolutely agree, and I think your concern about, you know, what happens to our public schools and how they're gonna or the loss of our public schools is a real solid legitimate fear. I mean, this is just this is wild stuff what these guys are promoting. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Public teach us to belong and cooperate and to follow rules and care about each other. I'm afraid that's going to go to the wayside if we have Project 2025. It scares me.
Yeah. No, I agree. And we're already seeing it, by the way. We don't have to wait for Trump to put it into place. There's four states now that have universal voucher systems that are doing this. So, Diane, I got to run,
it's
but
scary.
Thank you so much for the call. It's great to hear from you.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back. We'll be back on the other side of this break and the news at the top of the hour at 6 minutes past the hour with Terry McAuliffe. Stay tuned.
Get ready.
Indeed, get ready. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food dog whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to...
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Pete Schwabba.
The Next Nightlight is only available on Facebook, X, and YouTube. I discuss America's favorite movie snack with popcorn guru Chris Anderson. And award-winning director Justin Superstar joins me to talk about his new film.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.